Hello, 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 lionesses. I hope that everyone's having a wonderful holiday season. I just want to offer you just obviously my well wishes during the holidays, and also words of encouragement if you're someone who, you know, the holidays is not an easy time for you. Just to let you know that as part of the Lioness community, we are thinking about you, and we wish you the best. So today, as you know, this month at Lioness, we are talking about goal strategy. And so you may say, what the heck is that? Well, usually around this time of year, everyone talks about goals. And if you've been on calls this year, you've heard me mention this kind of cycle that I've noticed that, okay, we set a goal or we set a New Year's resolution, and we're really excited in January. By the end of January, we're fading. February, we're falling off the horse a little bit. By March, we've completely fallen off, but we kind of hope that we'll get back on. By May, we're not even thinking about the goal anymore. July, summertime, everybody takes a break. September comes, and everybody starts thinking about the new year. And so you may make one last push towards your goal, but that's kind of like the cycle of resolutions. And so I spent some time thinking about, well, what's missing from that? You know, but part of what's missing when we set goals is actually taking a few minutes to sit down and plan out a strategy around how we're going to achieve that goal. When I say it, when I just said it, it sounded obvious to me. But there were many years in the past where I didn't do it. I did not do that. I did not make a strategy as far as how I was going to actually accomplish my goal. And, you know, I fell victim to that cycle that I just mentioned. So this month I'm going to be giving you little tips and tricks and strategies that you can use to set yourself up for success in the new year. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about, bear with me, I'm pulling up my notes, is establishing your goals. So we, if you're getting the emails, if you're reading the emails, then you saw yesterday that I, or not yesterday, the day before, that I talked about go ahead and set a goal if you don't have a goal in mind. And you notice I'm really only talking about one goal this time because obviously you can have more than one goal, but I'm encouraging you to pick the main thing, the major goal that you have to complete in 2018 or you will have regrets for the rest of your life. That is the goal that I want you to focus on, whether that's getting new customers, whether that's it's a personal goal or a business goal. Just focus, laser, we're going to get laser focused on that one goal so that you can really move the needle on your life, move the needle on your business in 2018. Now, obviously, if you're running a business, there's other things that need to get done. Yes, and they're going to get done. But I'm talking about one goal, whether it's an outrageous goal, a big, hairy, audacious goal, a lioness-sized goal, or a realistic, achievable goal, you're going to set that goal and you're going to focus, do laser focus on that. Now, we like to encourage you to get SMART goals. And so a SMART goal is specific, meaning it's not broad like, of course, now I'm having trouble thinking of an example of a broad goal, but it's not. Well, I'll try to think of that as I'm talking, and I'll come back to that. But it's specific. It's not general. It's not broad. It is measurable, meaning that you can track the goal. You can track your progress. There's a way for you to know that you have achieved it. So I like to use weight loss as a goal because it's a goal that many of us are familiar with. But if you are setting a weight loss goal, so you don't really want to get into pounds or whatever, so you say, hey, I'm going to get healthier. Okay, well, that is a broad goal. That is not specific at all, because what does that even mean? You could get mentally healthier. You could just be introducing an apple a day into your life and believe that that is getting healthier. You could walk once a quarter, and maybe you didn't walk once a quarter last year, and maybe that's getting healthier. You know, so what does getting healthier mean? Is it around exercise? Is it around your mental health? Is it around how you're eating? You know, you would need to be specific. So if you said, you know, I want to improve my blood pressure this year. You know, the doctor told me that my blood pressure, this is just an example, because I'm actually happy to report that my blood pressure is really good and has been really good for a couple of years. But if you said, okay, I want to improve my blood pressure, that's specific. I want to drop a dress size, that's specific. You know, what went with, you know, don't say something broad like get healthier. You know, get specific about that. Even if you say, hey, I want to get new customers, do you have multiple products? You know, maybe it's that you want to get more customers that are buying a specific thing, or you want to get more repeat customers, or, you know, or something along those lines. So we want the goal to be specific, measurable. So if you use the example, we'll just go with blood pressure. I want to improve my blood pressure. So I want to get it down from 150 to the 110, 120 it's supposed to be. So that's measurable because you can track. You can see exactly if you're getting there or not because you can follow those numbers. So if it's customers, I want to get 10 new repeat customers, okay, so that's specific, that's measurable. The A in SMART stands for achievable. So you want it to be something that's achievable. And so we're looking at that weight loss goal. And just bear with me for one moment. If it sounds like I'm stalling, I actually am stalling for a minute because I'm just trying to make sure. Let's see here. Right. So, okay. I'm sorry. I just wanted to check on one thing. I don't want to lead you astray. But, yes, the A stands for achievable. And so you want it to be something you can do, you know. So this is when you coach with me or if you've coached with me at all, we talk about the difference between dreams and fantasies. Okay, dreams are things you can set a goal for and you can go work at. Fantasies are things that are completely out of your control. So I want to win the lottery, you know, or some arbitrary thing. You know, I'm going to get a customer that's going to donate $1 million to me and introduce me to the richest investors in the world. I mean, it's something that could happen, but it's, well, actually, you could set a goal around that. That's a bad example. You could theoretically, what I just said, you could theoretically, set some goals and really go out to try to make that happen. But you know what I'm saying. So you want it to be something that could actually be done. It's achievable. The R is that it's relevant. Okay, so right now you're not setting arbitrary goals just for the sake of setting goals. You're setting a goal that's relevant to your life or to your business that is going to help you hit that bigger goal that you have for yourself. You know, in previous calls we've talked about vision. And we'll talk about it again, but what is your larger vision for your life? What is the 5-year goal? What is the 20-year vision? And this goal that you're setting for yourself, this major one goal that you're going to rock the hell out of this year, should be relevant to the larger vision for your life, okay? And then T is time-bound, okay? So basically meaning that you're going to achieve it within a specific set of time. Now, just because we're setting this goal at the beginning of 2018 does not mean that your time measurement has to be a year. Okay, you may have a goal that you know you can bang out. You may set a 3-month goal. You can set another one in 3 months, but you may say, hey, this one thing that I know I want to do, it's only going to take me 3 months to do, and I'm going to bang it out in 3 months, and I'm going to set another goal. So don't what I have found, and we'll talk about it a little more later, is rapid activity with laser focus on one goal for a reasonable amount of time, meaning an amount of time that you can keep your motivation, because it's hard to keep all of your motivation for a whole year. And so if you're setting that goal, if you make it time bound, maybe you say, hey, this is going to take me 6 months, or I'm going to split it into two parts. And so part one I'll have done by the end of June, part two I'll have done by the end of the year. But you want to put the time measurement on it in a way that will allow you to keep your motivation as you begin to think about that goal. So that is a SMART goal, okay? And you can go back to your email. I sent this out, the information about a SMART goal, 2 days ago. And so the subject line is, what's the goal? So even if you're listening to this on a replay and you're listening to it 3 months from now, you can search your email for what's the goal from Lioness, and that email will come up for you so you can get a recap on what a SMART goal is. Okay, so you're going to establish your goal. You're going to make sure that it's SMART, okay? And then you're going to get organized around the goal. That's the second thing. Because oftentimes, and I use the weight loss goal because it's easy, and I have examples around that, so I don't have to keep you on the phone while I'm thinking up examples. But oftentimes we'll say, hey, we're going to go to the gym 3 times a week. Okay, my goal is to lose 50 pounds, okay? It may be, sometimes people make a plan around that, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes you just set the goal to say, hey, I'm going to lose 50 pounds, and then there's no roadmap or strategy or plan to actually make that happen. So you're going to take a moment and get organized. And I'm really excited to announce that we will have a Lioness workbook that will be available to you toward the end of this month. And if you're local and you're coming to our Unleash Your Vision 2018 event, you will get a copy of that workbook. But it will have worksheets in it that that will take you through some of this process that we're talking about. But first, you want to get organized around the goal. So how, what is the plan or strategy? You know, let me say, what's the method that you're going to use in order to do this? So your goal is to lose 50 pounds. So you may be of a mind to think, hey, it's all about eating. I'm not going to exercise, but I'm going to change my eating so drastically. I'm going vegan, or I'm going to do paleo. I'm going to change my eating so drastically that I don't need to incorporate exercise as part of my plan. But, or you may say, I'm going to eat what I want. I'm going to exercise for 2 hours every day. It doesn't matter. Well, it shouldn't matter. You do some research around your goal to figure out, hey, what are some of the best ways and what are some of the best approaches to doing it. But the fact is, you want to take some time and figure out what your approach is going to be and break that down. So maybe your goal, okay, I'm going to lose 20 pounds this year. So that means I'm going to change my eating, all right? I'm going to reduce my carbs by half, okay? Or I'm only going to eat bread 3 times a week or 2 times a week. I'm also going to go to the gym. You know, I want to go to the gym at least 3 times a week, or I want to go to yoga or whatever it is, you know, and I want to join a Facebook group with people who are also doing what I'm doing to help me stay motivated. You know, so think through, what are the steps, what are the activities you need to do in order to start moving towards your goal. That's part of getting organized around the goal. Think about what your approach is going to be. Think about what resources you need. I mean, do you need anything? Maybe you're like, hey, I want to lose this 20 pounds. I'm just going to join Weight Watchers. There, I keep seeing those Jenny Craig commercials. They keep saying that I can lose 20 pounds in X amount of time, so I'm going to join a program, you know, or I need a nutrition coach, or I'm going to go to my doctor. He keeps saying that they have benefits. Or, you know what, I've gotten my insurance packet. They keep saying there's incentives and things that help me with preventive care and to stay healthy and to lose weight. I'm going to check out my insurance and see what tools are available to me. I'm going to hire a personal trainer because I know I can't be accountable on my own to go to the gym 3 times a week. But you're going to think about what are the resources you need and think through every aspect of it, okay? And then the third thing, and maybe the most important, is you're going to think through the time. What is the time required for this goal, okay? Because I'm going to eat healthy, or I'm going to eat healthier. Okay, I've said that I'm going to cut out carbs. Maybe part of my approach was also that I was going to bring lunch. I wasn't going to eat out as much. But if I bring my lunch, that means I have to make my lunch. And so if I make lunches, you know, am I going to do that in the morning every day before, while I'm having my coffee, I'm going to make my lunch? Do I need to get up earlier to make a lunch? Am I going to do meal prep on Sundays and prepare meals for the whole week? Am I going to hire a service that makes my meals for the whole week? You know, and then if I do that, is there what kind of time is required for that? Do I have to pick out my meal selections at the beginning of every week? What do I have to do in order to do that? So what kind of time do I need in order to pull this thing off? I also say, hey, I was going to go to the gym. Whether I'm scheduling a personal trainer or going by myself, what's the time that I'm going to do? You know, what time am I going to go to the gym? And what do I have to rearrange in order to free up that time to go to the gym? Because I think one of the things people don't think about is that, hey, one thing we know for sure, 2018, there's still going to be 24 hours in a day. We are not getting any additional time. All right, and so I guarantee you that without talking to you personally, that you probably have filled up every minute of your time possible. You know, you're probably busy because that's just the word. That's busyness seems to rule the day, so you probably have things to do all the time. And so now you're saying you're going to add an activity, whether that's making sales calls or that's going to networking events to meet more potential customers, or that's spending some time online trying to attract new customers, or whether that's going to the gym, whatever it is, it's going to take time. Where are you going to get that time? You know, me, one of the ways that I saved time last year, and well, for the past few years, as I've been trying to really build Lioness, and Natasha and I have been working on that, I really enjoy watching TV. And it's funny that I used to be ashamed to say that because people, you know, always saying something about the TV. But you know what? I enjoy movies. I enjoy certain television shows, like reality shows where people are working toward a dream, like Shark Tank or Project Runway, or, you know, anything where somebody's on their hustle and really trying to prove their lives. I enjoy science fiction. I enjoy cartoons. And I like to watch these things, but I realize that could ultimately take up a lot of time. I need that time to do other things. So I DVR everything. And now, you know, with Netflix and Amazon Prime and all these different services, there's no pressure to catch a show at the time that it airs. Except for like Game of Thrones, because I will watch that real time because the spoilers are too real. But everything else, I know that I can watch another time. I'm a person who stays up late. I don't always sleep through the night. And so, hey, that's a great time. It's like extra time a little bit for me to catch up on shows or to watch shows. But I don't utilize my waking time, my prime time, to work on these goals watching television, you know, unless I'm watching something while I'm working. And so that's kind of what I laid out for myself. Now, think about your life. Think about your time, how things are set up. Think about sacrifice, okay? Because that's one thing people don't talk about. Right now we're in a society where everything's easy, everything's fast, everything is how you can do something in 20 minutes, how you can do something in a month, you know, how you can get something fast, quick, and easy. But the fact of the matter is that once you dig into the history and the story of the successful people that you admire, you realize that they were on a grind. They were busting their asses in order to make their goals happen. It didn't come quick. It didn't come easy. And one of the things they had to do was sacrifice. And so you're going to think about, what am I going to sacrifice to free up more time, to free up more more room for my goal, for my dream, for this vision I have for my life. And so one of the things that I did a couple years ago, I went to my close friends, I went to my family, I said, hey, I'm going to be unavailable. I'm going to be less available for things. I don't want you to take it personally, but I am really serious about this goal I've set for myself, and I've got to do it. And so I can't just chit chat with you all the time. You know, I'm a person that always did drive time calling anyway. If I'm in the car, I'll call you. We'll talk for the 20 minutes I have while I'm driving, and I get off. It's a way for me to save time. But I told them, and I'm like, I'm going to put some effort into seeing you, but it's just not going to be what it was because I need that time to pursue my goal. And everybody was very understanding, and some weren't. And so we had to deal with that. But the fact is I prioritized my goal. Any friend or family member, you know, should be able to work with you as a team to try to pull that off. If that's not an option, find other places where you can get time and really evaluate yourself. And if you are, if you're unsure, then spend a few days just log down what you do. You know, journal what it is that you do and what you spend your time doing. Because you may find that there's areas that you can actually cut from that you're unaware of. All right? So, so that's all part of getting organized around the goal, which was number two. You're going to look at your resources. You're going to look at your approach. You know, how is it that you're going to approach this goal? And this may require, that's why I'm saying take some time to do it. This may require you to do some research. If you don't know the resources that you need, I'm going to do a plug to schedule a strategy session with me. If you haven't scheduled one yet as a member, you get a free strategy session with me. If not, you can pay for an additional strategy session, and it's really cheap, you know, $50 just to speak with me and help me really get you organized around that goal. It's worth it. But if for some reason, and I don't know what that reason would be, you don't want to schedule a strategy session, then go on Google and Google specifically, you know, how to do X, so that you can start to see what is the approach I need to do in order to accomplish this, okay? What's your approach? What resources do you need? And what time do you need to do it? The third thing was to make room for your goal. So I kind of merged that. But the third point was to make room for your goal. And so once you establish the amount of time that you need, that's when you're going to dig in and you're going to figure out where you're going to get that time from, and you're going to make the room in your life for that goal. I cannot emphasize that enough, because if you don't make room for this goal, it's not going to happen. If you think, oh, I'll just do stuff at night, whose nights look the same every night? You know, you get home at the same time. You know, you may have to cook. You may have some sort of family emergency or whatever. You need to figure out, and emergencies will happen, but the more you can be regimented about what your approach is, the more you have outlined, the better you can handle any unexpected things that pop up. So I'm just saying, make room for your goal, make room for your goal, make room for your goal. I already gave the example about television. That's one of the things I pulled out. I talked to friends and family. I said, hey, I need some of this time, you know, because I'm having too much fun right now. I got to focus on this goal. But figure out what you're doing. And also assess the committees and boards you're on. I've done the same. I did that as well. There were several boards I was on that I don't know why I was on them. I think somebody just asked me, and so I was. And it was taking up a lot of time. I went and I cut out a lot of those things. So think about that as well. I use a really quick three points to assess if I'm going to do something or not, like a committee or something someone's asked me to do. One, is it in line with my goal for my life? Is it going to help me get to my goal? Two, is it part of my philanthropic desires? Okay, I'm passionate about hunger issues. I'm passionate about working with young girls. Does it fit in with that? Because if it does fit into how I want to give back, but it doesn't fit in with my goal, that's okay for me. And then the third thing is it fun? Because, you know, at Lioness, one of our things, we believe you should enjoy life. People are out here miserable, and that is not our approach to life. We want to enjoy things. And so the third thing was, is it fun? And so I started looking at them, and if one of the activities or boards or committees I was on didn't meet at least one of those criteria, I cut it out, and I got more time that way too. So that's another way to get time. And then the fourth thing is tackle the goal. So you want to get laser focused. And I mean, this, you're going to eat, sleep, drink this goal. You're going to maybe do some affirmations around the goal so that you can say them every morning. I will work out every day. You know, whatever it is that you're doing, I work out every day. I eat healthy. I only eat when I'm hungry. Whatever those things are that support your goal, write down some affirmations. Say them every day. So that will help you keep your focus on your goal. And then you're going to make little mini sprint goals, okay? So you have your goal. It's time-bound. So maybe you had 6 months to do it. You figured out what your approach was. You know, at some point, you're going to figure out what the steps are when you're doing your approach. What are my steps? You're going to break that goal. And actually, this is part of that. You're going to take a minute and break that goal down into the steps you need to take in order to achieve it, okay? And then you're going to sprint toward the first step. So you have step number one, whatever that is, and you're going to sprint. And a sprint is like a mini window of time. It's either a couple weeks or a month max. And you rock that one step, okay? You think about your laser focus. Now your laser focus is getting even more focused because you're focusing on that sprint goal for the next 2 weeks or the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or month, no longer than that. And then you move on to step two, and then on to step three, and so on and so forth, okay? And then the fourth, and then the last piece of that in terms of tackling your goal is just to stay motivated. So the affirmations will help you do that. But here's where it's good to do some self-reflection. What keeps you motivated? You know, is it keeping the end goal in mind that really fires you up? Okay, because at the end of the year, I'm going to have 50 new customers. I just keep that in front of me. I've written it down somewhere, 50 new customers. I look at it every chance I get. Is it being around other positive people? I'm going to find a support group. You know what? I'm going to go in the Lioness Facebook group, and I'm going to be in there. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to get to know people. I want to hear about what they're doing, and that's going to motivate me. I'm going to find a local group, a women's business owners group or something. I'm going to go to their meetings. I may not join. I may join, you know, pay the fee and join, or I may not. But I'm going to go there, and I'm going to interact with those women because that just gives me life being around people who are also working towards their goal. I'm going to make sure that I do not become so obsessed with my goal that I suck the fun out of it. You know, I'm going to bring some fun stuff into my life, some self-care. I'm going to do the things I enjoy. You know, I really enjoy crafting and making little things, so I'm going to make sure I make a little something once in a while or make time for that. I'm going to make sure that I meditate or make sure that I relax. I'm going to go get a massage, whatever that is, because that's all part of staying motivated. You don't want to get burned out. And so think about what's going to keep you motivated. And actually, I just gave you three really awesome ideas as far as keeping motivation. So it could be a combination of all those things, but you want to stay motivated. I'm going to make sure I read my Lioness emails when they come because they jazz me up. I'm going to make sure that I put Lioness first. Lioness articles come up first in my news feed in Facebook because when I read stories about other women kicking ass and building their business, that gets me jazzed up. So you're going to think about the ways and put effort into keeping yourself motivated. Okay, and so that's pretty much it. All right, that's your goal strategy. The call went a little bit long. Actually, oh, no, it's not long. Yay, I stayed within time. Okay, so you are going to establish your goal, get organized around your goal. You know, what approach are you going to take? What resource do you need? How much time do you need? Then you're going to make room for the goal. What am I going to cut out? What am I going to sacrifice so that I can make this thing happen? And then you're going to tackle the goal, which you're going to get focused, laser focused. You're going to maybe have some affirmations around the dream to keep yourself focused on it and to keep yourself motivated. You're going to do little sprint goals. You're going to break your goal down into steps. And you're going to sprint to each one of those steps. The sprint can be no longer than 4 weeks. And you're going to stay motivated and you're going to have a plan around that. And so all of these things that you're doing that I'm talking about, this is all things you're going to sit down and you're going to plan out over the next couple of weeks before January 1 even hits. So that by the time January 1st hits, you have a complete goal, and you have your goal, and you have a complete strategy around that goal, and you're going to hit 2018. You're going to hit the ground running in 2018. All right, so there you have it. stay tuned to your email for more tips, and also the Facebook group for more tips around strategy. And please set up your strategy session with me. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about what you're working on, and I'd love to help you get clear and focused and to build your strategy. All right, with that, ladies, rock the day.